Scott's run to become SNP leader and will back him instead. Our Scotland correspondent Conor Gillis at Holyrood says Mr Swinney always looked the favourite.
The polls have been telling a story this week that if it was Kate Forbes and John Swinney on that ticket, John Swinney was going to be the likely winner. What happens next? Well, it's very unlikely that there will now be a contest, but nevertheless, nominations will close at midday on Monday.
The man accused of killing a 14-year-old boy with a samurai sword in northeast London has been remanded in custody. A court heard Marcus Monzo's also accused of injuring four other people on Tuesday and breaking into a house where a family was sleeping. A woman's body has been found on a beach in Pembrokeshire. Police say 32-year-old Sian Batchelor was discovered near Penner on Tuesday and her death's being treated as unexplained. Police say they've arrested 45 people after protesters blocked a coach due to take asylum seekers to the Bibby Stockholm barge. A large group of people surrounded the coach and blocked the road in Peckham, southeast London. Fans have been expressing their anger at the latest shows to be cancelled at Manchester's troubled new music venue. Olivier Rodrigo's two gigs at Co-op Live this weekend have been postponed. Carolyn Preston was due to take her daughter.
They don't realise the human impact, particularly on young people. You know, this was a birthday present for Lily, where she was taking a friend. It's really expensive for me. I'm a single parent.
Question marks remain over upcoming performances by Keane and Take That. A gig last night was called off when part of the air conditioning system fell from the ceiling. And a wild orangutan's been observed treating a wound with a plant known to have a pain-relieving property. Scientists say it's the first time such behaviour's ever been witnessed. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Thank you, Chris.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. Hope you're safe and well. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. Thanks, as always, to Darren for another first-class 98-hour show. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb. Welcome into the Non-League Hour. Thought we'd start the show with a musical tribute this evening. Bizarrely, I only played that track on Phoenix Sport last Saturday afternoon, and then yesterday the sad news came through that we had lost Richard Tandy, who was the keyboard player in the Electric Light Orchestra for many years. And that was one of the many tracks of his which he played on Hold On Tight. On to the goings-on in the men's and women's non-league football across our area during the last week, which is what we do here every week on the non-league hour. But penultimate show tonight, the last one of the season, is going to be next Thursday, and then I'm going to be resting the show for the summer before it returns in August. So on Saturday we had the National League South playoff semi-final between old rivals Chelmsford City, who had finished second in the league, and Braintree Town at Melbourne Park, where 3,017 were packed in for that one. And after a goalless first half, Leon Davis gave visitors Braintree the lead on 54 minutes, and Freddie Sears made it 2-0 to the Iron 11 minutes later. This remained the case until Jermaine Francis pulled one back in the last minute, and then George Alexander levelled for the Clarets 3 minutes into injury time. But 8 minutes into the extra time period, Jaden Davies netted a third for the Iron, which turned out to be the winner. So the final score after extra time was Chelmsford City 2, Braintree Town 3. And Chelmsford City is a club which is completely cursed when it comes to playoffs. I've come to the conclusion. They have now been in 11 playoff campaigns during the last 20 years and have failed to win a single one of them, which has got to be some sort of record, I would have thought. On Sunday, the other semi-final took place, and Worthing beat Maidstone United 2-1. And Worthing will host Braintree Town in Monday's final as a complete sellout. I know Braintree, despite being given quite a few tickets, some of their fans were disappointed. I think they sold out in something like 25 minutes. Some of the fans are unhappy. However, if you are a Braintree supporter and you're not able to attend, I understand it's being broadcast on TV courtesy of TNT Sports. I am John Charman, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. We had one featured non-league match on Phoenix Sport last Saturday afternoon. It was the last day of the Isthmian Premier League, and Benwicky Town hosted Margate at New Lodge with a very slim chance at the start of play of still going through to, or rather finishing in the playoff spots. Jack Patmore was a reporter down at New Lodge, and he's going to describe what happened for us now.
Jack Patmore reported for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. A sublime Billericay Town display in a 5-3 victory over Margate wasn't enough to extend their season, as they confirmed Margate's relegation to step four. The hosts reaped the rewards for early pressure with the opener on 2 minutes. Tom Bender had plenty of space on the left to provide for Alfie Truly, who swept home from close range. Margate got an ideal route back into the game with a penalty as Frankie Merrifield brought down Ben Greenhow. Steve Corley took the responsibility, but Dan Wilkes was equal to the task before the follow-up effort flew over. It wasn't long before the Blues doubled their lead as Moses Emmanuel's strike was tipped into the path of Ollie Peters, who slotted home. That triggered quite the goal-scoring expedition, and a third came through Richard Asamoah with a stunning strike from distance on 28 minutes, before Bradley Stevenson netted a fourth as he calmly finished into the bottom corner. The Blues managed to continue their goal-scoring exploits into the second half, and Stevenson added a fifth on the hour mark in a well-executed move which saw him finish into the corner. Despite relegation effectively confirmed, the gate weren't willing to cave in, and Mohamed Kamara pulled one back with his strike into the corner from the edge of the box. Greenhalgh netted another 7 minutes from time with an incredible strike from just inside his own half, before Vinnie Boneman also scored. It finishes here, Billericay Town 5, Margate 3.
So, a quite extraordinary game on the last day of the season down at New Lodge. And Billericay did their bit, despite a galling comeback from Margate. Margate, sadly for them, ended up being relegated. And they would join the other relegated clubs, Haringey Borough, Kingstonian and Concord Rangers in step four next season. But that wasn't enough for Billericay Town, as Jack just mentioned. Their rivals for a top five finish, Wingate and Finchley and Horsham, both won. So those two clubs both went through to the playoffs. Chatham Town and Enfield Town had already secured their spots in the playoff semi-finals. So, looking at the other results from Saturday, champions Hornchurch ended their season on a high. They beat Kingstonian by 2-1 in front of 1,152 fans at Bridge Avenue. Relegated Kingstonian took a very early lead in the third minute, but a quick reply on 10 minutes from Mauro Villette made it one apiece, and Liam Nash, 8 minutes into the second half, scored what turned out to be the winner for the Urchins. It finished Hornchurch 2, Kingstonian 1. Elsewhere, Hashtag United played their last home match at Bowes and Pitsey's Lynn Salmon Stadium. They're moving to ground share with Aveley at Parkside next season. And it finished Hashtag United 3, Cheshunt 3. Cheshunt, who narrowly avoided relegation, they took the lead in the ninth minute, and they were 2-0 up after 34. But Alex Tadiola pulled one back for the tag 6 minutes before the break, and he added a second just after the hour after Cheshunt had replied on 49. But in the third minute of injury time at the end of the second half, up popped Luke May Parrott with Hashtag's final goal of the season to give them a point on the final day. Hashtag finished in 13th place. Canvey Island finished one place below them in 14th. They drew 0-0 with Hastings United in their final match of the season at Park Lane. And relegated Concord Rangers lost their final match of the season. They lost 2-0 at Horsham, who qualified for the playoffs as a result of winning that one. And so Concord, who some weeks ago suffered their second relegation on the bounce, will be playing in the Isthmian North next season. Incidentally, last night, the playoff semi-finals took place. It finished Chatham Town 1, Horsham 1, and Chatham won 4-3 on penalties after the scores had been level at the end of extra time. Enfield Town made into the final, beating fellow North London side Wingate and Finchley by 1-0. So it will be Chatham Town versus Enfield Town in the playoff final, which takes place on Monday afternoon.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So now we turn our attention to the ESPN North. I will come to the playoffs very shortly, but we're just going to have a look at what happened on the final day of the season. Brentwood Town, along with Bowes and Pitsy, had already been assured of their playoff places. It was just question of what would happen on the final day, and Brentwood Town ended their league campaign on a high. They 1-2-1 away to champions Lowestoft Town. Andrew Freeman gave the Blues the lead, their longest serving player, on 17 minutes. Lowestoft replied 5 minutes before half time, but Mickey McKenzie scored 14 minutes from the end to give Keith Rowland's side all 3 points. Bowers and Pitsy, meanwhile, they lost their final match 2-1 at Wroxham, and that resulted in them dropping from second to fourth. Brentwood finished fifth. Bury Town and Phoenix Dunwoodton United finished second and third, respectively. So that meant the playoffs semi-finals were Bury Town versus Brentwood Town and Phoenix Dunwoodton United versus Bowers and Pitsy. More of those very shortly after I've run through the other results. Walthamstow, who have had a decent first campaign in the ESPN North after switching over from the Southern League, they won 18 of their 36 matches at the end. I think they could be pleased with what they've done. They weren't in action on Saturday, having already played their final match. Elsewhere, if it is Basildon United 1, Heybridge Swifts 2. Imane Akuncu gave Steve Tilson's Swifts the lead just before half time. Samir Ali equalised for the Bees on 73, but Kieran Jones replied for Heybridge 10 minutes from the end to give them all 3 points. There was an end-of-season defeat for Brightling Sea Region, who hosted Goulston. The Norfolk side won by a goal to nil. Elsewhere, Grays Athletic, who have had a difficult season, but they ended it on a high. They beat Ipswich Wanderers 3-2. Down at Chadfields, and they took a very early lead when they were awarded a penalty in only the third minute. That was converted by Charlie Stimson. Charlie Stimson scored a second after 28 minutes before Ipswich Wanderers replied on 32. And Ipswich levelled the scores 11 minutes from time, but up popped Jack Wilson 3 minutes from time to make it 3-2 to Grays and give them all 3 points. A very high-scoring local derby on the final day of the season at Maldon Stadium between Maldon and Tiptree and Witham Town. Now, Maldon were 3-0 up after 35, but it's George Smith, Matthew Yates and Lewis Britton were the scorers for them. But Maldon's Jaden Randell put the ball through his own net in first half injury time. And in the second half, Witham replied with a brace from Joshua Asude, and Andrew Sese nicked it for them in the fourth minute of injury time right at the end. So it finished Maldon and Tiptree 3, Witham Town 4. A superb comeback from the visitors. And Redbridge ended their season with a defeat to Bury Town. They lost 2-1. Solomon Ogunwumoju gave them an early lead on 8 minutes, but two goals in the first 8 minutes of the second half gave the Suffolk side all 3 points. So, on to Tuesday night, and the playoff semi-finals took place. And first off, at Rammeadow, the home of Bury Town, Brentwood Town went there. And it was 0-0 after 90 minutes. All the action really took place during the extra time period. Mickey McKenzie scored in the 95th. Berry replied 10 minutes into the extra time. But Daniel Ogunleye scored in the 110th minute. And in the 6 minute of injury time, at the end of the extra time, Shad Ngandu made it 3-1. 1,122 were watching that one up there. Meanwhile, Bales and Pitsy travelled to Felixstowe and Walton United and took an 18th minute lead through TQ Addy. Felixstowe and Walton replied during first half injury time. Baynes Vavida put Bowers back in the lead 12 minutes from the end, but the first minute of second half injury time, Felixstowe and Walton equalised. And that was the case after extra time. It was still 2-2, so it went to penalties, and Bowers won the shootout by 4-2. So that means it's going to be an all-Essex final, 3 p.m. Saturday afternoon at the Lynn Salmon Stadium. Bowers and Pitsy versus Brentwood Town. And one of those sides will be at the ESPN Premier League next season. All being well, we are going to be covering that one on Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon. Just concluding our look at Step 4, and Waltham Abbey went into their final match of the season against Tame United at Capuchots, securing the knowledge that they were confirmed as being in the playoffs, but they didn't know where they were going to finish. And finished Waltham Abbey 3, Tame United 2. And Jason Hallett and a brace from Aaron Ioma were the scorers for Abbey. They finished fourth, and that meant they played AFC Dunstable, who finished third last night in the playoffs. They were away to AFC Dunstable, and that match finished 3-3 after extra time. Jesse Acubroin gave Abbey a first half injury time lead. Dunstable equalised on 49 and they went 2-1 ahead on 62. But the referee added at least 10 minutes of injury time at the end of the second half, and that was enough for Aaron Ioma to make it 2-2 at the end of 90 minutes for Abbey. And so it went into extra time, and Tammy Ogunowo scored in the 112th minute to put his side ahead. But AFC Dunstable won a penalty 3 minutes later, which they scored. So it finished 3-0 after the 120 minutes. And what was obviously an epic penalty shootout was won by Waltham Abbey. They won that 8-7. So they go into Monday's final. That's at 3 p.m. They travel to Bedford Town, who narrowly missed out on the league title to Biggleswade Town. That's Bedford Town versus Waltham Abbey, and one of those two clubs will be in Step 2 next season.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I've been feeling a little bit different, a little bit strange. There's this numbness inside of me. Things aren't hitting in quite the same way. I look for inspiration at night, my heartbeat.
beat so fast I get palpitations. You know I've got total devotion, but the spark is lit at such a low flame. There are no guarantees, what are my boundaries? How do I protect myself? Time no longer makes sense, can't relate to my friends. There has to be something else. Everyone is trying, trying so hard. Well, maybe, maybe you could try a little bit too. What I'm asking is, am I a number or a person? I want a simple answer, but I'm simply given another diversion. You're working from the inside, but now you find yourself in the building. They say I'm only human. Well, isn't that a problem? Everyone is trying.
That song, it's coming one from Kate Nash, and it's called Millions of Heartbeats. 28 minutes past 7 on a Thursday evening, you're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Jordan Sharp, and this show is the Non-League Hour. And we turn our attention now to the Essex Senior League, where there's been all kinds of shenanigans going on, especially in the last day or two. More of that shortly. I'm going to focus, first of all, on what's been going on the field during the last week. There were a couple of matches late last week. Thursday night saw Buckhurst Hill take on Great Wakering Rovers, and Wakering won that one by a goal to nil. And they went into Saturday's fixtures hopeful that they could possibly still book a playoff spot. Friday's night saw West Essex take on Little Oakley, and it finished West Essex 1, Little Oakley 3. And Saturday's results were as follows. Buckhurst Hill 2, Hubbury Sports 1. Incidentally, it was announced a few days ago that Hullbridge have parted company with their manager Justin Gardner by mutual consent, so somebody else will be in charge there next season. Bottom Club Coggeshall Town were beaten 3-0 at home by Great Wakering Rovers. Finished FC Clacton 0, Barking 3. Ilford 2, Woodford Town 4. Romford 1, Housted Town 3. Stanway Rovers scored 5 at home to Athletic Newham without reply. Takeley shared a 2-2 draw with Saffron Walden Town. And quite a high-scoring game at Boroughs Park, but it ended in favour of the visitors. Sporting Bengal United, it finished White Ensign 3, Sporting Bengal 5. All of which means that Sporting Bengal and Barking have joined Romford and Woodford Town in the playoffs. Romford and Woodford had already booked their places in the playoffs going into Saturday's fixtures, and Tilbury were already confirmed as champions. Monday night saw Takeley draw 1-1 with Great Wakering Rovers, who have had a pretty horrendous fixture backlog going into the end of the season. Last night they were due to play FC Clacton at Boroughs Park. The match was postponed because FC Clacton were apparently unable to field a side. So, and I understand that the points may be awarded to Wakering as a result. But that's the one league fixture that they have left, and they are 6 points behind Sporting Bengal United, who and Barking, who both of whom have completed their fixtures, and it will still be them going into those two sides will be going into the playoffs. I will endeavour to explain for you now. A rather unprecedented situation has resulted in huge confusion over the playoffs, which were originally supposed to take place last night, but it ended up being postponed due to a hearing which took place today involving Saffron Walden Town. Now, the allegation was that Saffron Walden had played three league matches after a county-imposed suspension had taken effect. The hearing took place today, and it was found that they had, in fact, played two matches since their suspension was imposed. I've got a league statement here for you now. This comes from the Essex Senior League today, and it reads as follows. Following today's hearing involving Saffron Walden Town, the panel has unambiguously agreed not to award the points for the two league games in question against Tilbury, which was abandoned, and against Great Wakering Rovers, which Saffron Walden won by 4-3. The panel agreed that the points will be deducted from Saffron Walden Town and have also imposed a financial penalty on the club. Great Wakering Rovers have advised that they want to focus on the FA Vars final on the 11th of May and have therefore decided not to appeal the decision. We are now delighted to announce that Friday's playoff finals can go ahead. Woodford Town versus Sporting Bengal United and Romford versus Barking. We thank the clubs involved in this situation for their cooperation and patience while the thorough investigations and hearings were taking place between the Essex Senior League, Saffron Walden Town and other authorities. So there we have it. So because Great Wakering Rovers have not been awarded any points, and they're not going to appeal the decision, they will definitely miss out on a playoff place. So the playoff semi-finals, which should have taken place last night, will now be played tomorrow night. And the playoff final may well be delayed because, of course, Romford are involved in the FA Vars final against Wakering at Wembley on Saturday. They're also in action on Wednesday night when they take on Sporting Bengal United in the Errington Cup final.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
So, looking at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South now, the playoff semi-finals in the last two outstanding league fixtures took place on Saturday. In the playoff semi-finals, Dunmow Town beat Hutton by a goal to nil. But Hutton have had a tremendous first season in senior football. They could be very proud of what they've achieved. In the other semi-final, disappointment for Clapton Community as they were beaten 3-2 by Wormley Rovers. Clapton Community, who took Harlow Town's place in the playoffs. Last two league matches finished Burnham Ramblers 1, Hoddesdon Town 2 and Clapton 2, Southend Manor 2. Wormley host Dunmow in Saturday's playoff final, and the League Cup final takes place on Monday. Harlow Town are in their way to Downham Town, who play in the Thurlow Nun Premier Division. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, the playoff finals worked out as follows. Framlingham Town lost 2-1 at home to Coulard United. Great disappointment for Framlingham, who narrowly missed out on the play of the league title to Great Yarmouth Town. But Holland beat Stanway Pegasus 3-0 in the other semi-final, and Holland will host Coulard in Saturday's playoff final. So that is the situation in the Thurlow Nun. Going to do our women's roundup fairly soon. After another musical break featuring Oasis, She's Electric.
She's electric. She's in a family full of eccentrics. She's done things I've never expected. And I need sister, and God only knows how I've missed her, and on the palm of her hand is a blister, and I need.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
That's Braddy from the Zootons, and that's called Creeping on the Dance Floor. A bit strapped for content this week because obviously some leagues have finished already and no guests this week. But we managed to pad it out a bit with a few choice musical selections. Talking of which, Gareth Williams is going to be here between 8 and 10 p.m. tonight with Bumper to Bumper, his regular trawl through indie and alternative sounds from the 1960s onwards, which is always a good listen. And if you like your country and Americana, Madeline Christie Show, The Night Shift is a good listen as well. That takes to the airwaves between 10 and midnight this evening. As your Thursday night here on Phoenix 98 FM. So we move on to our roundup of the women's sides at some of our local non-league clubs. And the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division is the last day of the season this coming Sunday. And hashtag United Women, who have had an excellent season, winning 16 of their 21 fixtures so far. They're guaranteed a second place finish over champions, behind champions Portsmouth. And they travel to Cheltenham Town Ladies in their final match of the season. Billericay Town are in action as well. They have had a more challenging season in 10th place out of 12, but they have managed to avoid relegation. And there is still a possibility they could finish 9th, but they would have to win their final match away to Ipswich Town. Women, the Tractor Girls have had a decent season. They're currently in 4th place. But if Billericay were to win that one and Plymouth slip up in their final match at home to MK Dons Women, then they could still finish 9th. And after this Sunday, that is it for the Women's National League Southern Premier Division until next season. Moving on to the Eastern Region Premier Division, last Sunday, Bales and Pitsea Ladies suffered a heavy defeat. They were beaten 6-0 at Len Salmon Stadium by Wroxham, and they take on Barking, our other local side, on Sunday. This will be Barking's last fixture. Bales and Pitsea Ladies have one left to play after this weekend. And looking at the Eastern Region Division 1 South, now there was one result last Sunday. It finished Billericay Town Women's Development Side 1, Hutton Women 3. Hutton in 4th place in the table, one place above the Billericay Development Side after that result. And this Sunday there is one league match involving Billericay Town Women Development versus Stanway Rovers Ladies. That is in the Essex Women's Trophy, and that takes place at New Lodge. Sorry, I've just got that completely wrong. That was supposed to take place last night at New Lodge. The results will be posted up for some reason. The league match I was referring to, I apologise, was this Sunday. Again, that's Billericay Town Women's Development Side, and they are away to Wormley Rovers Ladies. In London and South East Regional League Division 1 North, which is where Clapton Community, currently in 4th, and Hackney, currently in 8th place, play, there was no game for either club last weekend. It's the final day of the season for both clubs this weekend. Clapton travelled to Brentford, who were one place above them in 3rd. They will finish in 4th place in the table. Hackney, meanwhile, they are at home to Whiteleaf, and with Whiteleaf being one place above them in 7th, if Hackney win that one, they will finish in 7th, because they are on 24, Whiteleaf are on 27, but Hackney have a superior goal difference. And finally, we're just going to take a quick look at the Essex County Women's League Premier Division. There was one match last Sunday, and a very good victory for Romford Ladies, who are currently in 2nd place behind Chelmsford City Women. They beat Toby Ladies by 6-0. That was the only game on Sunday. There is one, no, there's 4 this Sunday. Leaders Chelmsford City take on Corinthians, and no, there's 3. They put down that fixture twice just to confuse me. Oh dear. Lee Ramblers Ladies are playing Stanway Rovers Ladies, and the other league match this Sunday is Toby Ladies versus Frontiers Ladies. One of the many great songs they did, that was in 1984, Out of Touch, Daryl Hall and John Oates, who are out of touch these days. They had a massive fallout, apparently, and they no longer speak to each other, which is a bit of a shame. But John Oates is still musically active. He has just released some new material, I believe. Couple of bits of news before I go. Margate, who were relegated following their 5-3 defeat at Billericay Town on Saturday, they finished in the final relegation place in the Isthmian Premier League, as you heard earlier. They have begun their search for a new manager after Mark Stimpson, the former Hornchurch and Grays Athletic manager, departed the post. Stimpson, he took over at Hartsdown Park in December after his second spell at Grays Athletic ended. His son Charlie, of course, still plays for Grays. Vastly experienced manager, I'm sure he'll land a job somewhere else. Won the FA Trophy with Hornchurch, of course, and previously with Stevenage when they were a non-league club. And Basildon United of Isthmian North have announced a ground share with Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South club Basildon Town. Now, Basildon Town currently play at Rookery Hill, where they initially ground shared with East Thurrock United, and since earlier this season, Romford, since the borough moved into the now defunct club's former home. But they've announced that as of next season, Basildon Town will be the new tenant at Gardiner's Close. So they will actually be playing in Basildon, which is nice. That's just about it from me. I should be back next Thursday with the final non-league hour of the season. We're going to take a summer break, and the programme is due to return on Saturday, the 9th of August. In the meantime, just to let you know, I'm not here this Saturday for Phoenix Sport. Andy Gardner is going to be covering the show. He's going to be here between 3 and 6pm with all that's going on in the world of sport and some fine music as well. So I hope you're going to be able to join him for that. Gareth Williams is standing by to present Bumper to Bumper. I am going to sign off with a Marvin Gaye classic. This is Got to Give It Up. Thanks for your company this evening. Take care and bye-bye for now.